This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. And our worst nightmare is happening right now. We still don't have Rami El-Badri, and that's okay. We are going to finance Rami El-Badri, by the way. But say the last name.
El-Badri.
So anyway, hello, everybody. Glad to see you're here. We're gathering up. I've just been told that he has a tendency to run late once in a while. He's a very busy guy. That's interesting for me. I wish they would have told me that before, but here we are, and it's pretty fun, and we're going to go. Hello, Samantha. Hello, Jim Carpenter. This is going to be a heck of a show. I have got a backup guest of epic proportion, so never think that I'm in a place where I am going to be with my hat in my hand, because I've always got this guest on standby who is a rock star. I love this guy with all of my heart, so we're going to wait for this guy to come in, but in between here and there, we are going to talk to my right-hand man, my son, Adrian Chenault, CEO of Contact Mapping, and we're going to talk about what prompted him to leave a job as the international CFO of a gigantic company in Zurich, Switzerland, who lost, by the way, today, to come to Longmont, Colorado, and build a company with his dad. So, Adrian, how are you?
I'm good. We're going to have fun with this, so that's good. I finally get my moment in the spotlight.
Yeah, I want to ask you some questions. So you've been doing this for 5 years. How's it going?
It's going great. It has been, I'll tell you what, the most amazing journey, and it's kind of like having kids, because when you have kids, what happens? Everybody tells you it's going to be the hardest thing you've ever done and the best thing that you've ever done. And you really only hear the second part and you don't pay any attention to the first part. And that's probably the good thing, because otherwise our planet would run out of humans and we would have no startups. And so you hear that it's going to be the hardest thing and the best thing you ever do. And it is both of those things, because bringing anything into the world and bending reality to bring something new about is no, it's not for the faint of heart, is it?
No. So how old are you?
I am 38.
Sean Murphy, how old are you? 38. I'm 71. I had you at quite an old age. I didn't realize that until I did the math one day. That was shocking to me in itself. Because you've got a younger sister and a younger brother, too. So, man, I'm like the oldest guy.
You only recently figured that out.
Yeah, in the PTA. I never did the math. But here's the deal. You did it. You built it. And you built it on the BLTs, and you made it something that no one can rip asunder. Somebody today said, man, I was involved with a company. They had this app. We poured thousands and hundreds of thousands and almost millions of dollars into it, and we're going to abandon it this week. And we need to come to join you in Contact Mapping, because you stayed the course, and you've got something that is special. And it has been a process. You told me one time it was a little bit like building a sandcastle at low tide, but you've had a blast at it, but it's been hard, and it's been an experience, but we've got something for the ages and for the masses, right?
That's exactly right. I think you told me it's like building a sandcastle at low tide, but here's the thing. When you think about the arc of your life, your career, your relationships, the things that are the most...
I've just been told Rami's coming,
to you.
So we're just going to kill a little more time. Talk fast, Adrian, and then Rami's coming, and it'll be epic. We got him. Now he's obligated. That'll even be better. So this is going to be cool. And if I call him Rami, that's wrong. It's Rami, like do re mi. So the second I say it wrong, Sean Murphy, hit me with the brick. Okay, go ahead.
I don't even remember the question.
You were telling us about your life and how much you love your dad.
That's exactly right. I thought to myself, how can I manipulate the universe so I can go to work with my dear old dad? And I finally figured it out.
And here we are. And you guys, we work together every day. We're here to change the world. We want you to feel like you belong. We want you to feel like you know we love you. We want you to know that you can trust us, and we want you to know that you are safe with us. And we don't live in the world of training. We live in the world of community. We train. We do it all, but it's all out of family, love, contribution, and connection. That's the whole shooting match. And every one of you can be a part of that. Every one of you can have that. And what you're missing in your business is probably that. What you're missing in your life is probably that. Donna Valdez, I don't know if you know her. She's a legend in network marketing. She told me that the opposite of ego is gratitude. And if people, did you realize that?
That's a good
I'd never
question.
Heard that before, but think about that. When people stop having gratitude, it's always because they're in ego and vice versa. When they're in, it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. I just heard today, I hadn't talked to her forever, and she came up on a rotation to remember in your app, and there she was, and she hadn't responded to me twice in a row. So the third one, I just put her name with question marks, and she sent question marks back. And then I said, how come you didn't respond to my last two texts? And she gave me the dog ate my homework story. But I am telling you, connection and relationship is everything. If you want to accomplish great things, be unstoppable at connection and relationship. And never break your word and have everybody win. And there is nobody better on the planet that exemplifies this than Remy. It's that simple. He exemplifies it. And when you read his book, it is just off the chain. I just tell you, he's not here yet, but he's coming. I read this book, and I've read Think and Grow Rich so many times, but it was always about Thomas Edison and Watson and going way back, and I'd try to get kids to read it, and they thought it was like Fred Flintstone and Barney. And here comes this new one that's shorter, better, and it's relevant because it's timely. You want to get this book, and he's going to give it to you for free. So when do we get him?
I think we can get him right now. Should we do it?
Bang, bang. Let's go. Holy mackerel, we had him.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry. I was a few minutes late. I got stuck on a call, and I didn't realize the time.
It was all hysterical. Right. I started putting out all kinds of bad vibes in the universe. You are amazing, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for the compliment.
Nice to finally meet you. Your book is going to be a classic. You might as well plan on it. And after Christmas, he's going to start charging for it. So every one of you have got to go jump the gun right now and go get one for free. It will change your life. This guy came from Egypt to Canada when he was 12. So, Remy, I don't want to read your book to these people.
Right.
I want to talk about unstoppability. I want to talk about mindset. I want to talk about getting knocked down and getting back up, which has been the story of your life at a level I can't believe. So just fire the rocket, man. Start talking and take a breath once in a while, and we'll sneeze and we'll keep you going.
All right. I tell you what, while I'm doing that, I'm also going to step outside. It's a nice day. And so. I guess that all started, like you said, you read Think and Grow Rich, and I read it when I was 12, so it became my Bible. I read it 20 times, and luckily I was young enough and dumb enough to believe everything it said, so that became my Bible and the way to live. So I do encourage people to read it the younger they are, and if you get it later on or even my book, you got to read it almost like, you got to read it all the time. You can't read it once and put it down because it's so much information. The great thing I loved about Napoleon Hill's work in Think and Grow Rich is because he took that secret to success, which was 12 volumes, and condense it to this one book. So every word is gold. So that's why you can pick it up over and over and pick up something new. And until you're ready for that information, you don't even get it until you're ready for the information. That's why you got to read it over the years. And same as my book, I decided to do the same things. I made it an easy read, 177 pages. But if you read it, every word, I put so much effort to make every word, every sentence mean something. So you get a lot out of it, and you could read it over and over and get something really strong out of it. So back to being persistent and everything. Again, the principles that I put in a lot of everything I learned in Think and Grow Rich. And Think and Grow Rich was really great. And I find the difference between Think and Grow Rich and my book is Napoleon Hill went and interviewed Henry Ford and all these people to write about their experiences, and they took 20 years to do it and stuff. And I think I come from a different angle, and that's why Don Green says, Napoleon said one day somebody's going to come to prove out these principles is going to top what I'm going to do. And because I lived it instead of just interviewing it and lived each one of those principles, and then over 48 years, you know, I also, that's why I put another 28 principles in the book. You know, I learned other things on top of what he interviewed, because by experiencing it, it's a whole different experience than just hearing it from somebody. So, like, you talk about love all day long, but I'm telling you, experience love, you don't know what the real feeling of love really is. So by experiencing success, failures, how hard it really is. I mean, people think, oh, you come up with an idea and you become rich right away. And it's not true. There's never a thing that is right away and that doesn't have obstacles after obstacles and you have to shift and battle. It's just part of it. And that's why there's very few succeed because they give up before they even try or one little obstacle. And that's why I wanted to prove in that book to show that no matter what the alibis were, because like Thinking and Grow Rich finished the book with all the alibis people use. I use those same alibis put in front of the book so people understand it. And I've had every one of those alibis and 100 times more. So it shows it's really not alibis or you could do it. Say, oh, I didn't have enough education, didn't have money, then, you know, I don't have the contacts. You know, I had none of those. I mean, I was in the streets, 12 years old, homeless. I didn't know anything. Didn't have any money. I dropped out of high school. You know, it was so none of it was important. And then with the new internet age and stuff, where it didn't have it back then, I have nasty things to set on me and Google before and stuff, and people and say, oh, you can't do business if everybody. You know, I was able to overcome all of that. And he doesn't even talk. Even in the books, you talk about when I died and came back, and with these doctors put antidepressants, fighting the government for 7 years. That would cripple most people, but I just kept the persistence and fought them until they gave up themselves. So it's really, it's so nothing's easy. And when I went broke the last time, which was it was only 6 years ago, I decided, and I was very clear when I was there, I was going to make it all back within 5 years. So this is why I said I'm going to write the book once I did that. And I took a lot of pictures, so I want to document it because I want people to have proof that you can make it back from even there. Because when I started back 6 years ago, and you have a picture of it in the book, I had $21 left. I just came from, I was walking the street. They put me in mental institution 3 times because they thought I was nuts. And I just died like a few months before, and they brought me back, and I was in the hospital for a month. So I really started at the lowest of lows, and I said, I can make back all the money I've ever had and more, and I'm going to do it in less than 5 years and put the goals. And that's why when I did do it, I finally decided to write the book last September to really prove to the world that it's really mindset. It's not all waiting for an opportunity or luck and stuff. And I think I put in the book that luck is not really important because you make your own luck. You can't wait to be lucky because if you wait for that, you wait a lifetime. You make everything happen in your life. Your decisions are based on yours. If you're successful, that was a decision. If you're not successful, that was a decision. So all of it is always a decision you make. And then you have to put action behind it. You know, whatever.
All right, let's hang on for a second. We're going to take a break so you can breathe and catch yourself. It's only a 30-second break. We are on the Genesis Communication Network, 500 radio stations. Thank you so much, Ted Anderson, for putting us on for the last 12 years. During the break, I want you all to go canyoureallythinkandgrowrich.com. Get the free book, but read his bio. Read the whole website as your payment for that book, and you're going to know what you're in store for because none of you are out. You may be down. You aren't out, and he's going to prove it to you. We'll be back right after this on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. And we've got my buddy, Ramey, with us. And what's that say his last name?
Al Bushrabi. Is that right?
Yeah.
See? Yeah. We are professionals here.
Yeah,
I got the first name.
I didn't want to do just like Prince and Madonna, just go by Ramey. My last name is so difficult. I'm just going to go by one name soon.
There we go. I love it. I love it. Ramey, there are a handful of times in my entire life where my dad gets hold of something and it so completely engulfs him like a flame that he won't shut up about it. And it hasn't happened in a long time, really, that you have been this fired up about a book or a piece of work as you got about what Ramey has just created. So just know,
we built our company and our life around what he talks about. We've had Harvey McKay. We've had Bob Bodine. We've had everybody that are master connectors that had the philosophy and put it in a book. We haven't had the guy that did it. And who this guy is what I want to be when I grow up, even though he's about 50 years younger. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, so, I'm not that far from you. I don't know. How old are you?
About 105, so don't even be.
Not that young. I'm 61. But it is interesting, like, getting to my age, and because a lot of my success, I went after very big people, like Adnan Khashoggi, Carl Icahn, all the very, very big. And then when I went to really play hard, I went after the owner of Hawaiian Tropics, Hugh Hefner, all that stuff. But it is interesting now to really realize your mortality.
He's walking around that mansion in Beverly Hills.
I thought that was a good friend I did business with. So it's really, it makes you realize, and this is why it's really important not to waste a day. And I've said that in a past podcast, because when I was thinking of that is, you know, when you're born till if you die the average age of 77, you only have 24,000 days to live. And when by the time you get to my age, you only have 3,000 to 4,000 days to live. And why are you going to waste a single day watching TV, being angry, being bitter, being feeling like a victim? You're wasting those few precious days left on Earth, and to waste that time on not moving your goals forward, not making yourself happy, not achieving the things you want to do, it's a waste. I mean, that's why it almost doesn't matter when you die, because if you think the universe is what 18 billion years old, Earth is 5 billion years old. You know, dinosaurs have been around for 167 million years. We've only been around for 100,000 years. And we only live 77 years, or let's say if we get to 100, or like 105, what is it in the whole scheme of things? If you die at 50 or 105, what's the difference? It's no big deal, and you're not guaranteed to live in any of those ages, but you can't escape death. And I don't know what the purpose of life, but I know it's not to just sit around and be a failure. So at least achieve success, or be happy, or do things that that does something that, you know, that can maybe leave an imprint or something. Because if it is just, you're just energy and you can get back, because we're all made out of the same stuff. So if we are just energy of the universe, and that's how the universe was created, the world was created by explosions and more complex stuff, then if we do die and we're just a piece of energy, you have a higher energy reading and level if you're successful than if you're destitute. So you might as well die and release some positive energy into the universe instead of negative energy.
So what does every day look like for you? Do you get up in the morning and you're just on fire and trying to make deals and hopping in your airplane and figuring out lives to change, right?
Yeah, I mean, my day is definitely not like any other. I mean, because I want so much out of life, I have to work a lot harder. I mean, I usually sleep 2-3 hours a night at most. Sometimes, if I'm lucky, I get 4. I get about 4 or 5 o'clock. I'm usually doing a lot of work. And I work till usually 10 o'clock at night. And then I'm usually nonstop every day. It does affect the relationship, but so there are some sacrifices there. But I've achieved, I do more in a week than most people do in 6 months or a year. So to me, it's worth the sacrifice, because I know I have, like I said, 3,000 days left. I'm not going to waste a single day not being the most productive and not achieving everything I want. And I make a lot of goals and achieve a lot. So, and I feel also I had to restart. Like, if I said 5-6 years ago, I was 55, restarting again. And I feel a lot wasted 10-15 years going through the battle I did before. So now I have to catch everything I lost. So that takes a lot more extra work. So the great thing why I love the book part is the last part.
We're going to take another break. We're going to pick it up after the break, because I love what you're talking about. And what I want to dig into is that mindset, because there's just so much to learn from there. And the fact that you did what you did, coming from rags back to riches in such a short period of time, there's so much for us to learn there. So during the break, make sure you go to canyoureallythinkandgrowrich.com. If you're in the U.S., you can get a copy completely for free. You want to learn about what Ramey is doing, and you are going to thank us later. So you're listening to the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault. We'll be back right after this. Stick around.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855 855- 308-8326 and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA Radio News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kremlin forces have turned the city of Bakhmut in the eastern part of his country into ruins. Russian President Vladimir Putin has been focused on the four provinces in Ukraine that he has claimed to have annexed into the Russian Federation. Charges have been dismissed against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder in relation to the Flint water case, the eighth person to have a case thrown out in the scandal after a unanimous opinion from that state's Supreme Court over the summer. Carrie Lake is challenging her defeat in the Arizona gubernatorial election. The Republican lost by less than a percent to Katie Hobbs, the state's Democratic Secretary of State. The margin of votes between Lake and Hobbs is outside of the count needed to trigger an automatic recount. Work pants pulled from a sunken trunk at an 1857 shipwreck off the coast of North Carolina sold at auction for $114,000. This is USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And man, alive. This is going to be a show for the ages, and you want to watch this. Because this guy was so down and so out so many times in his life, you cannot believe it. And he decided he was going to meet people like Adnan Khashoggi, who I've met. Glenn Turner, who I've met. Carl Icahn, haven't met him. But this guy has done some stuff in the network marketing space. I was doing a bunch of research on him. He almost bought a couple of giant network marketing companies. One of them went to heck in a handbasket on the courthouse steps. But this guy has, all he is a deal maker, man. And he flies a giant airplane all over the world because that's what Khashoggi did. And it is just so inspiring to watch him. So take it away, Adrian.
It really is. And, you know, one of the things, and you referenced this, you know, within a minute of being on the show today, and so I want to come back to it because it's something that really left a mark on me, which is this theme of no alibis, to not let anything in your life, any circumstance, any story, anything be an excuse to stop you from becoming the person who you say you want to become. And so, Ramey, I'd love for you to, you know, to talk about, when in your journey did that lesson really take hold? Because I think, you know, it's easy to pay lip service to an idea like that. It's not something that others of us haven't maybe heard somewhere along the way. And yet very few people live that way, and you do. When did that really hit home for you for the first time?
It was almost right away, because remember, leaving home at 12 and hitchhiking, being in the streets, that was already the first alibi, if not to succeed. But as I kept on going through and seeing all the excuses I could have had, I just didn't focus on that. I just kept on reading Think and Grow Rich, Think and Grow Rich every day. I was homeless for 5 years. In the last year, I was sleeping in a car for 2 years. And that was just, that was just persistence, never giving up, understanding, not having the alibis. I mean, the alibi could have been too young in the streets, couldn't do a lot of stuff. But as I kept on growing, you know, one of the biggest fears that is an alibi for a lot of people is fear of criticism. A lot of people are afraid of what people are going to think or say, or family. And I've learned that I don't care what anybody says. You got to get rid of that fear of criticism. If they really succeeded, then listen to them. But most of you got to see where the source is. They usually are failures on their own, and they're trying to give you advice because they couldn't make it. They're trying to make you feel, okay, this is, you should stay in your lane. But the only lane you have is the ones that you put on yourself, just the limits. There's no limit to what you can achieve. And that's why I started out the book also talking about the Coral Castle, because there's a guy, and it's right here in Florida. It happened 70 years ago, not 3,000 years. There's a guy who lost the love of his life on the wedding day, and he had no skills, no nothing, 4'9", but emotion, that's why I always talk about creating a burning desire behind anything. Any emotion, negative, positive, doesn't matter, opens up your mind to greater things. And it tunes in like a radio station to the universe with all the information. So he decided that he, to win back his love, he's going to build this castle as a coral castle. That's how I started the book. Because I'm glad I saw that, because with his mind, he built this castle. The smallest block is 2 tons. The doors is 20 tons. I mean, and nobody ever saw him work. He didn't have any tools. He didn't have any cranes. He can't build it today. When the door fell off its hinge, the big 20 tons, it took 3 cranes to put it back in place. He figured out the secret levitation or something to be able to build a cab, because that's what he decided to do, made a decision to do it, and the universe gave him the information. So that's why I say there's no excuses. If you decide and you focus and you make a decision, it's amazing. It's all out there, the information. And you do become what you think of most of the time, and I keep on saying it. If you think about being a doctor, you went to medical school, you studied journals, you're treating patients, that's what you're doing. You're a doctor. But and you don't notice big business deals, because that's not what you're thinking about. If you're focused on just being a waitress and earning $500 a week, and you're happy if you get an extra $10 tip, and that's what you're thinking of most of the time, that's where you're going to be. And it's just changing your way of thinking. And that's the alibi portion, back to where you're at. If you don't look at things as an alibi, it's just a part of life, all these things that happen, and you make your own future. I mean, even in Think and Grow Rich, you'll be the captain of your destiny. You know, it's all up to you. And everybody can make any alibis. I mean, look at any of the great leaders can give you 1,000 alibis. I mean, even if you look at people that I respect, like what was the guy, Bill Apple?
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs started Apple, and I love this story, because he started Apple, and then they threw him out of the company, and he was multifaceted, but he was a man to succeed. He went and started Next, and then he started Pixar, sold it for billions. They brought him back when the company was going to go bankrupt, and from the bankruptcy, he went to his arch nemesis, Bill Gates, and got $500 million to help save the company, and made the most valuable company in the world from it. He could have had all these excuses why that he wasn't going to succeed in that field, but he didn't have that excuse. He had vision. He understood himself. He knew what he could create. You know,
that's what's happening right now down at Disney. Disney did the same thing.
Yeah.
They brought in that old guy, and he's turning it back around because they're at that, you know, you bleed your mission. You bleed your passion. You aren't passionate, man. You're obsessed. And I love the fact that you've gone past the making billions of dollars to the point that now you're getting all philanthropic on us and you're building it to give it away and change the world. And I noticed you just went to Guyana and you're just doing really, really cool stuff, man. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, again, when Adnan, I worked with Adnan for 10 years after it took me 4 years to convince him to let me work with him. That was the best 10 years of my life. I saw how you can change the world and become head of state without a state and become actually the most powerful person. He became the richest man in the world. So when he died 5 years ago and I started my journey coming back, I said, one day I'm going to take over because nobody took his place. I was the only one that ever could keep up with him. I'll become Adnan Khashoggi. And that's what I did. So my whole 5 years was building company, building wealth, getting a jet, which Adnan said was his most important business tool, and because he has to be like a head of state when he lands anywhere. So this was been planned for 5 years of where I'm going to end up. And so I was going to attack the first country. And I really like, if you look at my Facebook, in June of this year, I said before the end of the year, I'm going to do what Adnan is doing. And I set a goal. It was in June. And I was trying to figure out which country to start with. And then when I was researching and saw Guyana discovered more oil in 50 years than anybody has, it was my target country. So before I even got there, again, you have to put things in your mind. The president's name is Muhammad Ephraim Ali, so same as Muhammad Ali's name. So I created this big gift with him. I got him a signed autographed glove by Muhammad Ali. I put his picture next to Muhammad Ali and put, you know, he was a great fighter, a great president. And I had this big gift sitting in my office. I looked at it every day and saying, one day I'm going to meet with that president. And I'm going to do deals in that country. So as I was getting ready, was my, you know, getting my other business, getting other CEOs, working on it, working to Guyana and getting the contacts of different ministers. You know, it was, I've had now 3 trips, met with the president 6 times, and we're like best of friends. I have his cell number, and I gave him that gift. So again, it's putting, you're conscious of making that decision. So I made a decision to be like Adnan, made a decision I'm going to start in Guyana, made a decision I'm going to meet with the president, and made a decision I'm going to start building infrastructure there. And now I've achieved all those things because I decided I'm going to do it. But again,
you're playing the long game relationally. You put picture in the office. You had Khashoggi took 4 years. Carl Icahn, you had to chase the guy around the world to get him to talk to you. You knew what you wanted, and it took you time to develop the relationship versus a bunch of bull crud, Facebook perks, likes, all that jazz. You're developing relationship capital with people forever, right?
Yeah, and you have to do it in the right way because, like when I wanted to work with Adnan, or I'll take a simpler example, Hugh Hefner. Now, Hugh Hefner was a great guy. When I decided to take a break, I wanted to play, and I said, where am I going to play? L.A.'s got movie stars and Playboy Mansion and all that. So you have to build relationships around him first. Like, I got to know everybody that worked around him, and Marilyn Grabowski was a really big, important person because she was actually the West Coast editor and picked all the girls and all that stuff. And so I got to know her really well. But once you commit to build a relationship, it's got to come true. It's got to be like 100%, like you're going to do it. And now she's still a friend today, even though, you know, I bought her Mercedes, took her around the world, all this, all thinking you have to play chess, you know, 20, 30 moves ahead, all to get close to half, and then I achieved the goals I needed around that, but I still kept that relationship going for a long time because you can't do it with a negative thought or not really follow through. If you're going to build your relationship, it's going to be long term, and you're going to get true friendship because then it pays back, and all that takes time. That's why sometimes, like, a lot of people friend me right away on Facebook or on LinkedIn, and the first thing they do is pitch me an idea. I said, you haven't earned that right yet to pitch me an idea. You don't know me. And I saw it with Adnan and all these rich people. And I know Donald Sterling is one of the richest men in L.A. He sold the Clippers for $2 billion, worth $4 billion. And he doesn't talk to anybody. Anytime you try to pitch him, he hears it all the time. He doesn't want to hear it. People don't want to be pitched, you know, especially when you get to that level. They've been pitched a million times. And he's usually, they made enough money. They don't need to listen to your pitch. And if it's not in his field or his area, he's not interested. But if you build a relationship, like even when I met Donald Sterling, I met him 20 years ago, and And I've been building relationships. I said, maybe I'll do business with him. But I kept a good relationship with him for 20 years, went out to dinner 2-3 times a week and stuff, but never asking for anything. But you don't know who's going to be the one that really does help you. But building a whole bunch of relationships is very important, because then you build your credibility. And then when it is time that you need something, I mean, like, it ended up that Donald Stern was responsible indirectly for the success of my new company, EV Mobility, which I'm going to be taking public soon. And because I was putting Tesla, what EV Mobility does, is we put Teslas in apartment buildings and hotels as a convenience. They use an app and they can run by the hour or the day and stuff like that. And so I needed to sign up with REITs and building owners. And because he was the largest building owner here, a lot of people tried to buy his building. So Brookfield came and had dinner with him. But he invited me to these dinners. So, like, I met the head of Brookfield, the chairman of Brookfield, who is a $36 billion REIT, has ridiculous amount of properties.
Yeah.
And I ended up, just for no reason at all, when I went to New York, I never knew I was going to have this business 2 years ago. I took him out to dinner. And then when I launched this company, I ended up calling him, and he gave me all his properties. And so it all starts from there, and referred to other properties. So I didn't know I was going to ever use those, but it's good to get the relationship, but I build a friendship first before I ask for anything.
So, and I want to underscore that, because you underscored it, which was so beautiful, that you didn't treat the people around Hefner or anybody else as these expendable resources that are only in service of getting you to what you want, and then forget them once you've done that.
Yes.
You genuinely build relationships with people that have life long beyond you getting to that person that's the target person or the target opportunity. Exactly. Or whatever it is. And just energetically, just the way that you show up, people can tell, right? Do you think that the people around Hugh Hefner don't know when people are trying to get through them to the next guy or whatever? That's the whole difference. So we've got another break we got to take, and then we've got a final segment coming up. This is so, so good. So during the break, go to canyoureallythinkandgrowrich.com. Go check out this book. It is a short and truth stranger and more beautiful than fiction kind of a book that is going to change your life. So go check it out. You're listening to Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and our guest, Rami El-Bitrawi. We'll be back right after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault, this Legacy Leadership Radio Show. We've got Adrian with us, and I am telling you, did we win the lottery?
This is a great day.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. So we got about 7 minutes left, and I've got about 700 minutes worth of questions that I could ask you right now. Here's the thing that I think is the most burning in me. You talked about that about 6 years ago, you went all the way back down to the bottom, and you went on this journey back up. How did you know when you were down there with $21 left in your bank account and you know, everything stacked against you. How did you know that you were going to get back to the place where you are today? Because you knew it then.
I just know it all my life. Like, I could go broke tomorrow. You could drop me off anywhere in the world. 6 months later, I'll have all this wealth. But what was really interesting at the time was because what I came out of. Because when 9/11 happened, you know, I had Khashoggi as a partner and stuff. We became targets. And then the stupid doctor put me on that. They thought I needed antidepressants and stuff. And he was a script happy doctor that ended up losing his license and got me on this medication. I was operating like it on two cylinders on a 12-cylinder car. I wasn't operating 100%. So the reason why, as you read in the book, that I ended up dying is because of too much medication. And then why the mental decision, why I couldn't function, was because I was trying to just go cold turkey because I knew I had need to get back to the way I was thinking. So to answer your question, so the third thyroid also, when all those drugs were out of my system and I was back to thinking the way I was before all that happened, it was clear to me. It became like a light came up. And I was able to see my future and plan everything out. And there's even one of the pages of note. I just asked the nurses to give me a pen and a paper, and I just wrote and wrote and wrote for, you know, all night long, not sleeping for days and days, and for like hundreds of pages of exactly how I was going to build a tack up. And so I just knew myself. I knew what I could achieve, and I just went and did it. I didn't have any doubt in it. It wasn't because, again, if you do things like a thing of rush or do things and you succeed, you could start with little things, and then you achieve that. It gives you confidence to achieve the next thing. Oh, I achieved that. I can do that. So this principle does work. I achieved that. Then you start tackling bigger and bigger stuff, and when you achieve all this bigger stuff, then you know you're basically invincible and can do anything because it's really everybody can do the same thing if they just decide to do it and have the confidence and believe in themselves. Because it all starts with believing that you can do it. And it's like somebody said, if you think you can't, you're right. If you think you can't, you're right. So it's really what you think of. And because else, I never thought that I cannot achieve anything after seeing the Coral Castle, seeing Ad Man's Billions, and I see all these people make fortunes. And it was, to me, it was a second nature. Just it's out there, and just focusing on that, let the universe give you the information how to do it, and take action, and then you can make it back. So it's really just understanding, knowing it, and not feeling like a victim. I could have said, oh, the government's after me, I went broke, I'm back in the streets, I'm 55, I'm a victim, let me just go get some free money and just survive. And that could have been the mental thought, but no, I said, no, I still got to become, achieve the things I want to achieve, become a Khashoggi, become one of the richest men in the world. All that, you know, was in my mind, not saying, oh, woe me, all this happened to me, you know. I don't have any bitterness for the government, I don't have bitterness for anything that happened. I just said, just is now just the time to this, you know, focus, use everything I've learned to really build what I need to build.
Amazing. Who would know that all these years later, after you literally made John Gray who he is, that you were going to read his book at age 59, find the woman of your dreams to marry and marry her using the principles in his book, and then John Gray was going to come back and loan you the money to get back on your feet again and make this last run.
Yes,
that's just amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, but again, it's recognize opportunity, have vision. Like when I met John, it was just when he wrote the book, he had some success in it. But I saw his message was amazing. I said, I could market your book. And a lot of people wanted to do information. A lot of people wanted to do the thing. But because, again, my friendship with him was true, I told him what I was going to do, and we had to talk about it. Then I sold 50 million books for him and kept him number one for 6 straight years. And that was my commitment to him. And we stayed friends forever after that. And this is why he was one of the few people that stayed friends even when I went to zero and believed in me. He resonates spiritually a lot higher than almost anybody else. And he saw what I was capable of when everybody else turned their back. So it was even back then, back 6 years ago, even after people saw my success, like he said, oh, everything I built, but when I broke again, people discarded me. All my friends never returned my calls. I was in the streets. I remember walking the street. This one guy that I knew came and said, I'm going to come and give you some money. He came out and talked to me and looked at me and said, you know, I was going to give you this $100, but you're not even worth this $100. And drove off. So this is what you have to expect. I think it is what it is, and success is the best revenge, you know. And but people will criticize and not believe you until you do it. And this is why I did it, no matter what the... That's why I say you can't listen to people. You can't listen to circumstances. You just got to know yourself. And know that you have the power, because we are created that way to tap into whatever is in the universe to give you the thing. I mean, how did Einstein figure out the curvature of the universe without seeing it? It took 12 years for scientists to be able to build a telescope to prove his theory. They were trying to prove his theory was wrong, but ended up proving it was absolutely right to the absolute mathematical measurement and stuff, but he was able to see it in his mind because that's his burning desire, and he saw it and he wanted to see it, and the universe opened up to him and gave him the information. So if you want to become wealthy, you'll get that.
Okay, you can see it. You, everybody, that's you. If you can see it, you can do it.
Yeah.
Every one of you, if you can see it, if you can do it, we're going to have him back again and again, because I want to learn how he did the whole knock down the doors to develop a relationship philosophy he's got, because he doesn't take no for an answer. And he's always having the other person win so much that they finally realize they need to do business with him. That is a gift that he can teach us. We'll see you next week on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.